CJD time is 107. My name's Anne Lagacé-Dowson in for vacationing Natasha Hall. She'll be back tomorrow. Well, Donovan King is going to tell us a little bit about something he's organized called Haunted Montreal, but he's also going to talk a little bit about what to do with some of Montreal's more problematic colonial era statues, because there's a number of them, including John A. Macdonald's statue in Dominion Square, which has been repeatedly defaced and at one point was even decapitated by vandals who are not fans of the first ever Prime Minister of Canada. Donovan King joins us now on the line. Hi, Donovan.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Not bad. You?
Very good, thanks.
So where did you get the idea of doing these Haunted Montreal tours?
Well, I've been in the haunted tourism business since the early 1990s, and I was working with a company called Fantôme Montréal, who does tours in Old Montreal. And I wanted to sort of expand on this idea because I'd heard of a lot of other ghost stories in the city. And sure enough, as I began researching them, I realized that this is an extremely haunted city. I have over 300 ghost stories on my list at the moment. And so I wanted to expand, and so I expanded up onto Mount Royal, or Odzirage in the Mohawk name. We expanded into Griffintown, into downtown, and we also started a haunted pub crawl. And so it just keeps sort of rolling. The more I research, the more tours we create, and then, of course, we can hire professional actors at union-based wages to deliver these stories to Montrealers and tourists. And we also do a blog on the 13th of every month in both English and French to share the stories with people. And so that's sort of how that all got started.
Because I think arguably the most famous Montreal ghost is Mary Gallagher, and you went out looking for her not too long ago, eh?
That's correct. Yeah, her ghost was scheduled to return on June 27th, as she does every 7 years. And so we had a big event on the corner of William and Murray Streets over in Griffintown. And according to our medium, sure enough, quite a few people did experience her, either as a sensation, or some people saw her without her head, clouds of dust blowing across when a priest gave a benediction, things like that. So it was quite an exciting evening.
And so who's the most recent ghost that you've discovered?
The most recent ghost I've discovered is someone named Bishop Ignace Bourget. And so I've been researching his ghost a little bit. It turns out he haunts a plot in the Catholic Cimetière Notre-Dame-des-Neiges that he deconsecrated because there was a man named Joseph Guibord who was a Catholic, but he was also a liberal thinker. And so this bishop forbade him to be buried in the cemetery. Eventually, it went all the way to the Privy Council in London. They said, you have to bury him. It's his right. And so the bishop allowed the burial and then deconsecrated the ground following the funeral. And it said that he still guards that area to this very day.
So he was one mean dude.
Oh, yeah. He was quite the character.
So that is a pretty neat little niche that you've carved out for yourself. That's really cool. Like, I'm finding myself thinking, geez, I wouldn't mind going on that Haunted Montreal pub crawl.
Huh. Yeah, it's a lot of fun because I'm actually a history teacher with the MSB by trade. And so this is, for me, just something that was on the side. And now I actually have a full-time business partner. This is her full-time job. I have about 15 actors on staff. And then, of course, all the other people, graphic designers, accountants,
the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
And somebody's texted into the show to say they would go on one of your haunted tours if you did one in the Old Port. Do you have one in the Old Port?
No, we actually have a deal with Montreal Ghosts, and the deal is that they have the Old Port area, and we have these other areas, and that's what we call co-opetition, because we're actually trying to build the industry and not be like Savannah, Georgia, where there's like 70 companies cutting each other's throats and things like that. I mean, here we only have three ghost tour companies, so there's ours, there's the one in the Old Port, and there's a joint venture called Secret Montreal that we have that does the Red Light District, or today's Calcedon. Spectacular.
Savannah, Georgia must have some pretty spectacular ghost stories, though.
Oh, yeah, it certainly does.
Isn't that where that book, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, is set? Isn't that in Savannah?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me just ask you now, what is your theory about what should be done about statues like the best known one, I guess, is John A. Macdonald, who's continuously defaced by both First Nations activists and Quebecois nationalists? And I remember at number of years ago, somebody took the time to clamber up onto that statue with a hacksaw and decapitate the statue, which is no mean feat if you're working on bronze. Like, that's really hard to do. So they had to take the statue away, recast it, put the head back on there. And then during the Saint-Jean celebration, somebody went and poured blue paint all over it. I mean, it's constantly being defaced. And, you know, so what is the solution to that kind of thing? Like, these are legitimate criticisms being made of the guy. Maybe not the vandalism part, but the criticisms.
Yeah, well, I mean, I prefer to call it editing, to be honest, because, you know, these are racist statues, they're revisionists, they're celebrating genocide. And so the activists might put some red paint on it to signify the blood of the genocide. And then, of course, the city re-edits it back to its original racist version at the cost of several thousand dollars. So what's to be done with these types of statues? Well, the first thing is, you know, as long as they exist, they have to be interpreted by tour guides properly. And this isn't happening in the city because there's a monopoly of tour guides who are very much stuck in the past. And so we have a new tour company called Griffin Tours, the griffin being the wonderful creature that's sort of the keeper of the city's secrets and treasures. And so we're giving proper post-colonial tours starting very soon, where we're going to be able to break down and deconstruct all of this post-colonial theory, you know, sort of juxtaposed against a city that's trying to decolonize. And so that's one of the things that can be done, is to describe these monuments through a post-colonial lens. It's quite critical. And of course, the other thing is to lobby for the municipal authorities to do something about them. Now, obviously, there's no easy solution, and that's why we're making a list of some of the different things the city could do. And so obviously they could simply remove them and put them in a museum or an archive, which is what a lot of the activists are calling for. But there's actually more creative solutions if you look around. One good example is a place called Memento Park in Budapest, Hungary. And they had a problem of, you know, dozens of communist statues that were deemed quite offensive after the fall of communism. And so instead of destroying them, they decided, let's just put them all into one park. And that way people can go and reflect upon them in quite a different context, not as though they're glorifying communism all over the city, but rather it's one place you can go to look at the oppressive past. And
kind of like a cemetery in a sense.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're even building this new park called Ville-Marie Park between Griffintown and downtown. And that would be a great place because they even have a dog park there. You could put the most offensive statue in the dog park and they could even pee on it.
You could. That would be offensive to dogs, maybe. But anyway, okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us today, Donovan. And good luck with establishing Griffin Tours.
Thank you very much, Anne.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Donovan King of Haunted Montreal, somebody who's texted in to say, I've seen all of his tours and they are bar none the best. Donovan King of Haunted Montreal also involved in some kind of a campaign to build some kind of memorial to the Irish famine dead right down near the old Costco at the foot of the Victoria Bridge. There are 6,000 people's bodies under that road, people who died in fever sheds down by the shore and then were buried in open pit graves. It's kind of a weird thing to think about when you're driving up onto the Victoria Bridge.